Welcome back, party people. Board at Work, episode 45.
Yes!
Yay. It's been a long time since we've been around here, but we wanted to give you something fresh. Brian's here. Jordan's here.
Hi.
Haley is here.
Hello.
And we took a second from watching The Beautiful Baby to have this podcast for you guys.
That's right. Welcome, Tyson.
Hello.
Beta Ty.
All right, so let's give a little rundown. We have recommendations, we have shout outs, we have facts, and surprise, surprise, we got some news for you.
Mm.
I'm sure not much has been going on since the last
very
month.
Very quiet in the summer.
The U.S. is in a state of peace and rest.
Hashtag sad.
Malibu.
Malibu.
But let's start out with some recommendations. This is a light, fluffy note. Brian,
yeah.
Brian, what recommendations do you got for us?
Do you guys watch Lifetime at all?
Absolutely not.
So,
is this where this is going?
So the people that make the people that make Dance Moms,
okay.
Are you familiar?
No.
The show is ridiculous. They started filming last year for this show called So Sharp.
Is this the
about
Louisville?
The Todd Sharp dude at Louisville and the dance team? And it is pretty good.
There isn't enough beer to talk about the show right
it
now.
It is. It's good though.
But is it really?
I mean, it is what it is. It's trashy, but it's good.
Oh,
like,
God.
I like it. And he seems, like, absolutely ridiculous.
It's the Waffle House of shows.
Dude, but I kind of like Waffle House, too, so...
Is it better than Shoney's?
It's better to... Yeah, it's better. It's better than Shoney's. Shoney's I can't trust. Like, I don't know how long that meat has been there. Is it up to the degree it should be?
Definitely
it's been
not.
It's sitting there for a while.
Definitely not.
Waffle House is hot and ready. Get it to you.
Smothered and covered.
Mm. Exactly. When we were in Florida for Chad's bachelor party, I put the sausage gravy on there. So tight. Anyway,
shout out Chad.
Yeah,
shout out Gravy.
Shout out Chad and Rachel Holla. So Sharp, really good, and by really good, it's enjoyable to watch. I've also been rewatching some HBO Go. Eastbound and Down has been a favorite of mine lately.
I love how behind the times you are with this stuff. It's been Facebook,
sure.
Instagram,
well,
and now HBO Go.
I've watched like Eastbound. And I've watched all that stuff.
Are you
before.
Using my password?
No, I'm using
cool.
my parents.
All right.
Why?
Huh?
Whose password do you have?
My own, but I've been giving it out.
When did you get cable?
I don't. I have HBO Go.
People actually
HBO
pay for that?
Now. It's just like the app through the Apple TV.
I got you. But I want to rewatch The Sopranos. I want to get into The Wire.
Wire?
And I want to get into Deadwood. And then
I got
I'll
a season in maybe of Deadwood, and I was like, I can't watch
you weren't
it.
You were digging it?
No.
Bone dry.
I've heard people are either awesome or people are like, eh. But you were like,
well, I was watching it at the same time as I started watching Justified, and their casts are very similar.
Yeah.
It's like the same people that are in Deadwood are in Justified, but also in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
And I was getting all my storylines very confused because I was watching. I'm like, wait, why do I know this person? And it's because they were on like the previous episode I just watched of Justified.
Okay.
So it's hard to follow for me.
Yeah.
But also it was boring.
So Deadwood.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I'm also interested in... have you
Retro
watched...
Diaries.
Duchovny. Retro Diaries. Eat your heart out.
The man's an addict.
This is pre-Californication.
Yes.
I would also like to get into Rome on HBO. Have you watched any of that?
I think I saw an episode or two of it.
I've heard it is awesome.
And that's where I stopped.
But anyway, those are my recommendations for now.
Okay.
My recommendations would be, first and foremost, I got caught up finally on that show, You're the Worst.
Awesome show.
It took me a while.
You like it?
A little depressing.
Yeah. So I don't.
Awesome.
I'm thinking I have the latest down. So like he leaves her after he proposes.
Yes.
That's how caught up.
That's
I am.
How it
yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
That was
so,
the last episode.
Yeah, so I got caught up. I do like that show. I like they're all horrible people, but they're funny.
The one dude isn't horrible.
The
His
roommate
friend?
With the PTSD.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
he seems like
but they
nice
treat
guy.
Him terribly.
Oh, but doesn't horribly. He like he was having a hard time getting a boner with all the pills
meds.
And shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he goes off.
Super
of
sad.
It,
but then, now he's smoking weed, which is good.
But then the VA
self-medicating is always the right
exactly.
call.
Exactly.
But
okay.
then the VA isn't like supporting it. It sucks. But that show was good. And then
fucking VA.
Yeah.
Finally got caught up on that.
Would it take him 4 months?
Not my president.
God. And then
we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
I don't
know
how we let you say all your wrecks without interruption.
Jordan is doing it just as much as what
Jesus
I'm doing.
Jesus Christ.
I know. You give me such like
oh,
patience and time.
Oh my God.
While I'm sitting there spinning my wheels.
I'm like, you're talking about Gravy now. Where is this going? So I watched that.
Got him.
I watched Ozark really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Did you love it?
I loved it a lot. I really like Jason Bateman in a more serious role. It gave me the same vibe as Bloodline, which I liked.
Okay.
So it, to me, it's like shot similarly. It's kind of dark and eerie and like...
What's the Bryan Cranston?
It has that bluish hue, Breaking Bad.
So I see a lot of similarities between Breaking Bad and that.
Okay. Yeah.
Money laundering.
Yeah.
All sorts of things going on there.
But instead of this one guy doing things behind his family's back, like apparently his family
they know all about it.
Oh, so you haven't seen it, Bryan?
I have not.
It's good, though.
But I've heard about it.
You should watch
it. The Noid recommends it. Shout out.
Whoa.
Shout out, Brendan.
I recommended it to The Noid, I believe.
Loves.
Haley recommended it to The Noid, so that means he's a piece of shit.
In the boneyard.
But we love you still.
And then there's another show on Netflix that I binged through the first season, and I honestly can't remember the name of it right now, which is bad. But the
good
chick,
recommendation.
No, it's the chick. It's the chick from How I Met Your Mother, who was also in like the
Is it Friends from College?
Yes. So I watched that. Thank you. I watched that. Jordan, you would hate it because it's basically the premise is cheating.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I would love that, then.
Yeah.
That Jordan, you can't handle that in fiction. It's so
that
funny to me.
Can't do it.
But
what do you want from me?
But it's the guy from Key and Peele.
Keegan-Michael Key.
It's Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the chick from How I Met Your Mother.
Colby Smulders.
Yes. And there's other people in it, too.
Brian, do you want to describe this?
Yeah.
Well, it's basically everyone. It's like everyone's friend was friends in college, and then it's them.
Fred Savage.
Yes, he's hilarious. And then it's them like after the fact, after years
Fred
of
Savage
college and coming back together.
Also directed a lot of
It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny.
Dude, he's kind of funny. He's really funny in this show because he's a gay guy in
so
Friends from College. Yeah. He's funny.
So you know,
I like
it. So you know he's funny.
So you know he's right.
That's pretty much it.
So
I don't
did you
think
like
I've
that show
any...
or did you watch all of it?
I liked it. It was entertaining and it wasn't like...
Is it a half hour?
Yes.
Okay. I'm into it. I like half hour shows, I must say.
I think it is. I can't remember. But it went by fast. Like, I just was able to watch a lot of it. It wasn't too serious and it wasn't too lighthearted.
Did Jonathan like it as well?
He didn't watch with me.
Whoa.
These are ones when I'm like home and I'm binging because I can't sleep.
Got you.
Yeah.
I just like to say I miss Jonathan right now.
I miss him too. Okay. I wish he was
That's
here.
That's all.
Cool, cool, cool.
Celebrity intern.
And we love Joel, by the way.
Joel,
we miss you as well.
We can't wait to see you.
You're supposed to be on here.
Gonna next episode.
Episode.
Okay.
The Joel episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you done, by the way?
I am done.
I have one more. I'm sorry.
He got so excited.
Can I put one more in?
What you got?
So there is a new podcast I've been listening to called The Rewatchables, and it is so good. They rewatch older movies that are, get it, rewatchable.
Ooh,
the first episode was A Few Good Men. The second episode was, why am I blanking? Shit.
Friends from College?
No. It was The Departed was the second episode.
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay.
And they just break everything down. They give you like behind the scenes stuff. It's a very good podcast.
Throw this our audience's way. We're thinking about doing a podcast where we're watching a movie and possibly doing like a commentary.
A commentary.
Yeah.
How do you all feel about it? Let us know.
And what movie would you recommend would be the first movie?
Danny, I'm thinking Die Hard, DSD.
I mean, Die Hard's up there. Roadhouse is up there for
but
sure.
But we'll only do it during Christmas for obvious reasons.
I mean, it is a Christmas movie. Give us a little shout out. Let us know what you think, what movie we would do. I want to jump into some of my recommendations real quick.
Do it.
All right, so there's one Netflix original series that documentary that I like. It's the Nobody Speak. Have you watched that? Have you seen that?
No.
Basically, they highlight a few cases where some wealthy people are starting to fund court cases that challenge the press.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they start with Hulk Hogan's case, but then they go into some other ones too. And what they started to see, these wealthy people that have like millions and millions of dollars, if they don't like the shit that's being written about them, if they see a court case against them, they start just funding
the countersuit.
Yeah. So Hulk Hogan was able to go forever with this and basically almost bankrupt.
Was the website?
Gawker?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like they had some trashy shit out there too. So I'm kind of torn between it. But at the same time, it does show you that if it's determined this way, then all of a sudden that'll be president for
it's
down
almost
the road
like
too.
Shit fighting shit. It's well, just a big shit.
I mean, that's like Congress right now.
Oh, looking at you, Turtle Man.
It stings.
And then I want you all to have a little playlist. We got Bill Withers, Use Me.
So tight.
We got NXS, Suicide Blonde.
Always.
Don Henley, Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
George Harrison, My Sweet Lord.
Dude, it's just a very chill, beautiful song.
That one?
TV on the Radio, Quartz.
I love TV on the Radio.
Squirts. So that brings us into some shout outs.
Hello.
Brendan, we already talked about it, but he does recommend Ozark.
Yeah.
Haley recommended it to him, evidently.
She got to him first.
Shout out Dan. Yeah. He sent out multiple articles, and let's go through them.
Dirty South.
Much like he gives out multiple orgasms.
Hello.
D-Spot.
Sent out an article that evidently the water near the Niagara Falls turned black and started smelling like shit.
Holy cow.
Good for them.
It was part of a routine maintenance of one of the
pouring shit the into basins. The water.
Super routine.
Doesn't it splatter too there? Like it's misty, so you're just going to be covered
just
in that
shit
stuff?
Everywhere.
We have another shout out. Because we love DSD so much, there's an article titled, "This Jif Tip Dick Sticker is a Shady, Moronic, Non-Alternative to Condoms."
Hey.
Sounds confusing for good reason.
It might be.
Yeah. It's a new condom alternative called the Jif Tip. It's a sticker.
Oh, is that sticker thing?
It's a sticker that seals to the penis urethra.
What?
Nah, dude.
Prevent any leakage.
I'm out. No way that thing works. With the spray?
Because my
no
boy
way.
Leaks.
That's right.
Wait. In what?
We've all tried to hold in vomited sprays.
In what scenario are we using this?
Sex.
So
or bloges.
You put a sticker over the tip and then go to Pound Town.
But then, I love what you do with your hand.
But then where does it go?
It stays inside you.
That sounds like it's
not inside. No, outside,
it,
right?
No, no, it actually.
The sticker goes inside?
No, no, no. The sticker is outside, but she's asking where the jizz goes.
Yeah, where does the jizz go?
And it hits the block and then almost.
Nah, that's not good for you.
It's not good there's, for you at all.
That can't no be good.
Correct. Yeah. So it's still recommended by
you
the company.
Get like a fucking yeast infection or some shit.
It's still recommended by the company that you pull out before busting.
Hashtag pull out. Mm. Don't worry about this sticker.
And they even say not to bust with the sticker on. So I don't even know
what's so, the sticker.
Okay.
It's for pre.
It's for pre.
Yeah.
Which does
Dan right in. eventually,
read up on this.
They said eventually you have to painfully, as reported by people that have tried this, painfully peel the sticker off.
Oh shit.
Haley, you don't understand the pain here.
Not
even. And if it's
fucking me, dude.
I mean, you did get ripped. You did get ripped recently from your the waxing.
Girls experience way more pain than you all can experience ever.
Way to go, Jonathan. Holla.
And they say
gloss over that.
It's not guaranteed to prevent pregnancy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop the spread of STDs. And the product could cause pain, irritation, or serious harm to the reproductive system. So why the fuck
who the fuck's
would you
this?
Use this? Nah.
This sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
What if this is just one of those grape job stickers that they just put over their dicks?
It's a sniff and smell or a scratch and
a little
sniff.
Purple.
Your dick smells like grape.
is so much fun for me.
Is it orange? What is that?
We got DSD on the local news scene right now.
Dirty
DSD
South.
Needs to amp up his work production, I think.
He's doing everything he can. So there's a man accused of committing sex acts in Louisville Park.
I saw that one.
And he blames a groundhog.
I mean, I would too.
Hold on. He's fucking the groundhog or the groundhog?
He blames the groundhog for committing sex acts.
Ooh.
The man was engaging in a sex act. Figure it out.
Oh, I think I saw this.
By himself.
Masturbation.
In the bushes watching women play in a park.
Play?
Mm.
Like, no, they're not.
So
like,
are these little
themselves.
Girls?
I think it's like actually women because they went to report it to police later.
A policeman?
Yeah.
So it's just like women hanging out in a park and this guy is spanking it.
This
in
guy
a
is
bush.
Just going to town. And
bark like a dog for me. That's all I can think of right now. Sorry.
When the police arrived, the man tried to drive away on a moped. When the police caught him and confronted him, he told them he was urinating when his pants fell down. Mm. That's when he said he was surprised by a groundhog, which caused him to expose himself. Totally legit. We've all been there.
Yeah.
I see
groundhogs are just walking around looking for wangs.
My pants fall all the time when I see groundhogs.
I don't think I've ever seen a groundhog. Is he talking about like a chipmunk or like a groundhog? Nah, like groundhog
groundhogs
day?
Are big.
Like a
way
like
bigger
a,
than chipmunks.
Like a Chicago rat.
Not that big.
There's rats in Chicago.
Dude, they're like cats.
Not a New York rat. Not a Chicago rat. It's a groundhog.
Okay. Got you.
The normal size for that animal.
Can I tell a story since it's... Are you still telling this one about
the
groundhog?
Let's hear the story.
It's related.
I feel like you want to be done with this groundhog
No,
story.
Do you have more? No,
that's cool. It's just your insult.
Did he
DSD.
Finish at least?
I'm sure he came on the groundhog.
Aww.
Good for him.
Speaking of fluids in the city of Louisville. So Jonathan was walking home from the gym a week or two ago, probably.
He got his grind
and
on.
He sent me a text and he was like, holy shit, there's a guy pooping on the sidewalk. So basically, this is like right down Market Street, right downtown. I asked him if he did. He goes, "You think I was sticking around for that?"
My favorite part was he was like his ass was sticking out from the bushes.
From the bushes.
So his like his face was in the bushes. Like
what's the point of that?
Yeah. So basically, like there's the sidewalk, and then there's like the little ledge, and then there was like
this is why we
bushes.
Don't need trees.
He downtown. Was in the bushes, but he pointed his asshole out towards the sidewalk. So he was shitting on
Gross.
The sidewalk.
Yeah. Maybe he was like holding on to the bush and like leaning.
But it was in the open, like clearly downtown, someone just shitting outside.
It's pass.
Disgusting.
I'd rather him do
shout
that
out like, Louisville.
In a fountain.
Yeah.
Super clean.
It's a cool place to go.
Super green.
Let's go into some facts. I got five of them here.
Cinco de facto?
Maybe.
Cuatro e cinco? 4 to 5 facts.
Hey now.
You just said 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Oh, burned you. He took a big Spanish.
He didn't.
Yeah, I did. I remember.
Fact number one. There is an island in Canada called Dildo Island.
Ooh, I'd go there.
Hold on.
How big are they?
Spelled like that?
Yes.
Okay, this is great.
Do they have dildos or is it just the name of it?
It's just filled with dildos.
Awesome.
That's what I was thinking. There's like
all
it's
the
like it's like
there.
Those it's like those sandals that have the little bumps in them that you like you Ooh, put yeah. your feet into, but
right.
it's like you're just stepping on dildos everywhere.
Cool.
Right.
I'd appreciate
it's
that.
It's very romantic. You would love it.
Are they hard or soft?
Depends what side of the island you're on. Fact number two, the estimated cost of Monica's apartment on Friends
yeah.
is
hold on, let me guess.
$200,000.
No, this is like
for rent?
No, this is to buy.
To buy?
This is to buy, right?
Or to rent.
Purchase.
Yeah, I think it's like $5 million.
Yeah, I was gonna say seven or something.
$3.5 million. But they share it, so it's okay.
It's okay though.
Yeah.
No, it's rent controlled.
For a chef. For a coming up chef.
And a chick that works at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
So she
yeah.
magically gets her Bloomingdale's job. I've watched
it. Took her a season to get to the coffee shop.
That's right.
60% of people can't have a 10-minute conversation without lying at least once.
That's scary. Lying?
Like white lies? Or
well,
like
I mean, just a lie.
Like not being truthful?
Or like I'm a doctor? Or like, oh yeah, you don't smell like shit. Like
lying.
What kind of lie?
Damn. That could either one could be a lie.
I haven't lied to you all. We've been hanging out for hours.
Now I don't trust you. How many? What percentage? 60?
60% within a 10-minute conversation. Look at this. This is just blowing her mind right
I
now.
Physically can't lie without people knowing it. I'm horrible at it.
You're the worst liar I've ever seen.
I turned bright red.
Brian, would you agree? She's
face.
A bad liar.
For sure.
It's so bad.
She can't get anything by us.
No. A $32,000 year old extinct Arctic flower was resurrected using seeds found by an ice age squirrel.
What kind of seeds?
This is blowing my fucking mind.
Maybe it wasn't cold at that moment.
No, it wouldn't. Well, 32,000 years ago, maybe it wasn't there. It would have been somewhere else.
All right.
What's the flower called?
Why don't you look it up? Fact number five. Fact number five. Kanye West has more Grammys than the Beatles, the Black Eyed Peas, and Daft Punk combined.
He's recording again.
Holla.
Oh. Very
so is the beef with him and Jay-Z like for reals for real?
No.
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 Monies.
Yeah, girl. Hmm. It's all good right now. It's all good in the hood.
Is it?
No. In Madison Avenue.
Well, let's go ahead and go into some of the news and let's talk about Donnie T. Some of the
is that
politics.
What we're calling him now?
It's Donnie T.
I call him Cocksucker General.
Lots been going on the
what
last.
Is it Don Johnny?
So
he supports slavery, obviously. Mm-hmm. Our history, bro.
Let's start from when we last left off on the podcast.
God damn, that was a long time ago.
I know. I actually saw some of this and I double checked the dates because I was like, there is no way that happened just a month ago.
Got you.
Still happened a month ago. U.S. intercepted information saying Attorney General Jeff Sessions discussed campaign matters to a Russian ambassador.
Indeed.
He testified that he never spoke about campaign matters. And then...
Liar.
He said he never met Russians. Any Russian involvement whatsoever.
Liar.
And then they have video footage
Fake
of
news.
Him speaking to the Russian ambassador in multiple times.
Video not lying.
Fake news. It was Photoshop.
Hashtag sad. Yeah, it was all Photoshop. So there's that. That was fun. That would be a scandal in itself.
Yes.
Still is. Then we say Trump spoke to a bunch of Boy Scouts. Do you remember that? That was fun.
Where he said
at their like jamboree.
At the jamboree.
He said.
All right. So he started talking about fake news.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Bragged about the Electoral College victory over 9 months
Did you see
ago.
The crowds?
The biggest crowds.
Yeah.
Here's this map. And he encouraged the teenagers to boo President Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, didn't he talk about killing, or he asked the police to like beat up on Mexicans?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It sounds like him, but I got no
I'm pretty sure that was involved in the jamboree.
That does sound
in front of the 12-year-olds, he's like, fuck Mexicans, let's beat them all up.
That does sound like the President of the United States, but I'm not too sure. It's reported that Trump gets a folder full of positive news about himself twice a day. Have we heard about this?
Oh, only twice?
God. That's all they can find. They're scouring the earth.
First document is prepared at 9:30 a.m. The second around 4:30 p.m. 20 to 25 pages worth in a packet. It doesn't contain...
I have a brilliant idea.
It doesn't contain top secret intelligence or updates on legislative initiatives.
He's a child.
It's filled with screenshots of positive cable news, admiring tweets, transcripts of positive TV interviews, and sometimes pictures of Trump looking powerful.
I have a national global idea.
Global.
Everyone needs to just start global. Taking snapshots and screenshots or printing bad news stories and mail them to the White House.
Mailing them.
So I'm sure he'll read it. So I'm sure it'll get to him.
So we can update. Imagine how much mail they'd get.
I feel like all of this is from a V. Putin out of Moscow. Doing a great job, bro. Keep it up.
This reminds Ambassador me of something of that would happen in the show Veep, which is fake, but so real right now.
So real.
A White House advisor, Stephen Miller, went on to the press briefing.
Cocksucker.
Is he in a band?
And said, Donald Trump is the best order to hold that office in generations.
Oh. He's a fascist. I know that guy.
That Stephen Miller guy is fucking unreal.
He's a cocksucker.
Yeah. Donnie T. fired his chief of staff, press secretary, and director of communications. That's
right.
Scaramucci, the mooch.
The mooch. Mm.
After 11
Short-lived.
Days, baby.
In and out. Short-lived. In and out featuring Kevin Kline.
My hero.
Recommendation.
What's her face?
They were draining the swamp, though, because wasn't Scaramucci a big Wall Street guy?
Yeah.
So Scaramucci was there to drain the swamp.
That's what I'm saying. They brought him and then they drained him out.
Did you see
Kate Hudson's
what
post?
What his interview was that he thought was...
Yeah.
Off the record.
Didn't he say...
he said Bannon is sucking his own dick.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many bad things that he said.
Oh, so funny.
And let's not forget, recently what happened, there was an alt-right / neo-Nazi / KKK rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Douchebags.
Yeah.
Trump originally put blame on both sides.
There was bad people.
The neo-Nazis and the people protesting the Nazis.
These videos
they had clubs. Did you see them?
I've watched these videos more than anybody.
Yeah.
I know what happened more than
He's
anybody.
He's the greatest watcher of these videos.
It took 2 days for him to say Nazis were bad.
Oh, my God.
2 days. 48 hours.
That's a long time to think about whether or not you disavow
Nazis
these
are
motherfuckers.
Bad. We've all seen Indiana Jones. And they had a press conference the next day saying both sides did bad things and not everyone on the alt-right were bad.
Bad people.
Yeah.
Alt-left?
Alt-alt-left.
No, he said everyone on the alt-right wasn't bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but then he also
good
mentioned
but then he said, bad people.
He said, what about the alt-left?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, is that a thing?
But there's no such thing as alt-left.
Was this the same one as the George Washington,
So people
Washington,
who super
Thomas
want
Jefferson?
Equal mm-hmm. rights, is that the alt-left?
Brian, you want to describe why George Washington and Thomas Jefferson's different than...
Well, these are bad people, but we're not going to take that because this is history.
Yeah.
We don't want to take down our history. The Germans still have the swastikas and Hitler statues up. It's all good. Everyone knows this
as
is history.
As a reminder of what we do to intolerant
they
the
actually
fact, the fact that he would make such a false equivalency between fucking Robert E. Lee and George Washington is insane to me. Like, it leaves me speechless. It really does. It's very upsetting.
It reminds me of this scene.
You remember when we had Obama and...
It was nice.
Yeah. We didn't worry about things for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just worried about like universal health care bills. Yeah. Like, oh, everyone can get health.
I'm just waiting for the stock market to crash again.
According,
and then I'll buy a house.
That motherfucker will come.
It's happening. According to the New York Times, Donnie has reportedly been... fuming to his aides about how unfairly he was treated.
Yeah, everybody
and
hates him.
Expressed sympathy with nonviolent protesters who he said were defending their heritage.
Your heritage is fucked up and racist.
The Confederates is what he's talking about there.
The Confederate declarations literally state that African Americans are inferior and should be slaves per their natural order.
They tried to rip this country apart. And you want to celebrate that?
They tried to leave the United States because they still believed in slavery. And then the North is like, nah, brah. And then we fucking annihilated them. And now they're like,
the quote of the United States is, nah, brah.
Nah, brah. Abraham Lincoln himself said, nah, dude.
Nah, dude, to slavery.
Yeah.
But George Washington had slaves, Jordan. Did you not know about this?
He wasn't a founding father or anything either.
Yeah. It's
our country is based on horribleness.
It's sad literally. That people so actually people, agree with him on this stuff.
Well, here, like, our country is literally founded.
You know
on
who agree with him? David
things.
Duke, the KKK guy.
Well, he's not even the head of the KKK anymore.
Used to be the Grand
they
Wizard.
They threw that motherfucker out.
By the way, why do they call them wizards, by the way? Isn't that a little weird, too?
That's what they fucking look
it's
like.
Very gay.
Hats.
Very gay. These guys take it up the
jelly.
Ass for sure.
Because I have dragons.
You know, underneath those caves is just like fashion at the fuck.
Playful secrets. Because yeah. I'm a wizard.
It's.
I have a dragon.
It's fucking crazy. Two dragons.
Magic.
Humping.
Brian, what do you think about all this?
Are those fish fingers?
I think that Courtney. He should step down right now.
Or get
like
nothing.
He like there's no reason for this asshole, idiot, racist, bigot, cocksucker. To be in charge of all these people.
Holding back.
He's not in charge. He can barely beat himself cheating.
What do we think about like, Paul like the, Ryan right now? And
he's spineless.
Mitch McConnell.
They're both spineless. The fact that they don't say a fucking word after all this.
The fact that they don't call him out by name.
I think I think they're stuck. I don't think they know what they can do unless
bullshit.
They're
bullshit. But
they're
they are grown
nuts.
Ass men.
You go against the KKK and say that's fucking
oh, yeah,
ridiculous.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anyone that says that black people, Hispanic people, Indian people, Chinese, whoever, like is inferior to a certain race. Do you understand that we all come from the same fucking place in Africa? Yeah, this is
like,
a
wanna,
long time ago.
Well, they're like,
but
we're
we come
take
from the
our
same
land
fucking
back.
Place.
I did my ancestry.com. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, yeah. My man.
So I'm so white. I can't really speak.
Just
to
because
that.
We were born in a certain place and our skin is a certain color doesn't mean that we're any different. We're all fucking humans.
Well, first of all, these motherfuckers are like, we're going to take our land
that
back.
That takes logic,
like,
though, Brian.
I'm like, we stole this land from people of different color.
But
like,
it's so
they
it.
Didn't. They didn't know what to do with it. They were Indians. They didn't.
Oh my god.
They were following around buffalo.
Manifest destiny.
Okay. Exactly. Trail this is tears. All science.
So you think Donnie T is going to be out before his 4 years, Brian?
I can't imagine lasting.
Okay, because I think he's going to go
can,
4 years
I
and then bowing
suicide.
Out.
That's a rough. Four
he's
years.
Not going to bow out.
I think he's going to bow out after no. 4 years, but he's going to say it's because of these people yeah. that I'm doing it.
Like he should just go away.
Like on an igloo.
Like a Viking.
No,
not
no.
Give him a Viking.
The Viking
you push him out on the igloo,
is like
you leave him with some whale blubber. He goes out in the ocean, dies peacefully.
No, because
with maybe like two or three of his books that he wrote himself.
Well, a fucking sea lion by
the art of the deal.
But
I don't know, man.
They take the Johnny Depp movie with him.
I'm just
his best friend.
Here's what's gonna bother me.
Doug
so
Haley, do you think he's gonna go these 4 years as president?
I hope not, and this is why.
Is it yes or no?
I think he will,
okay.
And it makes me sad because
do you think
if
he's gonna
he
go...
was a woman, he would not have lasted this long at all anyway.
We're not even going to talk about what we think that they'd be doing with Hillary's emails at this point.
Actually, they just stacked...
That's the hypocrisy.
I know, yeah, like,
you
get out
what?
Of here.
They actually just stacked her emails up, and that was what was holding the gas pedal down in the car that ran over everybody in
so,
the protest.
Do you think he's going to go? Dude. Do you think he's going to get reelected as president again?
If he does, I will
I think
probably
he,
consider
I think
leaving
he,
this
unfortunately,
country.
I think he could.
You think he'd be no. reelected?
I think he could.
I don't think that
I think enough people
him.
Now.
I think he's stopping
voters.
After 4 years.
He won't get
and
back.
I think Pence is going to run.
If Pence runs, we're fucked too.
I think like, after 4 years, people will want something more stable.
They're going
to
want Bernie.
They better fucking want Bernie. They're not going to, though.
I don't know if Bernie is the guy either.
I
want somebody
is.
Fresh, man. I want some new.
Unfortunately.
I want some new.
Unfortunately, Bernie's pretty new compared to the rest of the
Well, I know his thoughts are new, but the I mean, how fucking old
I'll
is
take
he?
His like thoughts. I'll take his
Trump,
thoughts.
Donald
Let's
Trump
make him
old.
Vice. I want him Vice. He'll be like the new Biden. Sweet Uncle Biden. I miss him too.
No.
We're all fucked either way.
So Haley, you think that he's going to go 4 years?
I don't want him to. I'm hoping he gets impeached before that, but I don't trust
our system.
No one
wants him to. I don't even think Republicans want him to go 4 years at this point.
What's the worst thing that he can do at this point?
A nuclear war. North
yeah.
Korea.
But do you strike
I think we all agree
you,
on that.
Do you strike them first?
It doesn't matter. Either way, it's terrible. Either way, we're not getting out
no,
of anything.
In all honesty, I kind of hope it's us. I don't want it to be, but if you're saying what would you rather do? Like, I'd rather it be all
nukes.
Over there than here. Like, I don't want any nukes to go off in
like
America.
Like every other yeah. war besides the Civil yeah. War. Mm-hmm.
Like, get out of here.
In the American Revolution.
It sounds like it's a pissing contest right now.
Yeah. Neo-Nazis are taking the streets with fucking lamps. Like, what's the point of that?
They're actually tiki torches?
Yeah.
And, like, what's and the Tiki Torch country, company actually said, we are not associated with Nazis.
They went to fucking Home Depot and got those? The hardest thing I have with Trump
is he will go out of his way to say the meanest shit, uneducated stuff about certain people, certain things.
Kristen Stewart, Meryl Streep.
I mean, Barack Obama. He ran on the fact that Obama was
Muslim.
Yeah, Muslim from not Nigeria or something. Like that. Yeah,
prove it. Okay, your birth so
he was a birther.
Get out of here. The fact that you're all of a sudden you were afraid to not say anything about the Nazis. That's weird. That's the one thing that all of a sudden you're not going to say something bad about. There are two things that he doesn't say anything bad about. Russians and Nazis. And it's fucking weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Considering those are the things that we're Americans, we're not about this.
You will say everything else, uneducated about everything else, but the two things that I need to figure things out on are the Nazis and Russia. And anyone that defends that is a fucking idiot at this point.
You think that we stand for something. Hate.
That's what his legacy is going to be.
The most depressing
hate
legacy.
Hate.
Anyway, let's move on from this.
We're moving. Okay.
We can do this for a while.
Got you.
Kentucky officials stripped Ken Ham's Ark Encounter exhibit of its $18 million tax rebate.
It had an $18 million tax rebate?
I don't know what you're saying.
Why?
They considered it a nonprofit at one point, is what Ken Ham's saying. They're charged 50 cents safety fee for each ticket sold, amounting to about $700,000 per year to the city of Williamsburg, Kentucky. So far, Williamsburg, Kentucky is saying, hey, we want a piece of this. Let's put a safety fee in here.
How much would it cost again? Like 50 bucks?
I don't even know. Whatever it is.
It was some ridiculous per person.
Ken Ham says that they shouldn't have to pay for the tax since they are a nonprofit ministry.
Bullshit.
Hmm.
Bullshit.
So, as some are reporting...
Guess what? Religion should have to pay taxes. I'm saying it right now.
As some are reporting out, the Ark has legally been a for-profit business in order to receive a number of tax incentives from the city and state. It's not a church. It's a money-making tourist attraction.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bingo. Fuck your face.
Yeah.
So how Christian is it to pay taxes? That's not Christian.
Fake news.
But it's a church, Brian.
Jesus paid taxes.
It's the Ark Church.
With his crucifixion.
They want the rainbow back. Okay.
The ultimate sacrifice.
And he came back 3 days later. Everybody saw him. Only three people.
I got some questions. Let's move on from some of this
dark
stuff.
Give it to me.
Okay. What 80s movie is sacred and should never be remade?
Say Anything.
Wow.
Goonies.
I started thinking of comedies.
Oh, shit.
Some of the ones that came to mind. Christmas Vacation, of course.
Yeah.
Caddyshack.
They already remade Christmas Vacation.
No. Not Christmas Vacation.
They made it Vacation.
Mm-hmm. They've done other ones. They've never done a Christmas National Lampoon.
If anything,
Vacation.
it was a remake of the first Vacation.
It's like an homage.
There you go.
An homage.
As all of them are.
Except for the European one.
Caddyshack, Coming to America, Airplane. Like some of these, there's no way you could redo those.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes.
So good.
Very much.
I'm still sticking with mine.
I still think Roadhouse, though. You can't touch Roadhouse again.
You touched Breaking Bad. They did Breaking Bad. They tried Roadhouse with the chick.
Well, Ronda Rousey, they stopped doing that. Three Amigos.
Any of the Brat Pack movies, you can't remake either. Any of like the Molly Ringwald.
Breakfast Club.
You can't remake any of those.
What was the one where they were all in detention? Was that Breakfast
Club? That was Breakfast Club. I don't like that one.
They could redo that
one. But like 16 Candles, that one can go Pretty in Pink.
You don't like Breakfast Club?
No.
That's an indiest little 80s movie.
Fucking great.
But you cannot remake.
Emilio's like
the jock.
Yeah,
he's crying because he beat up that guy.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, I can't believe I did it. I didn't want
to
do it.
My dad wanted me to.
You're such a wimp, you're a pussy.
Anthony Michael Hall brings some flare guns.
Hilarious.
All right, so what 80s movie should be remade?
What about...
What would be amazing to remake?
Can't Buy Me Love.
That was already remade, I think.
Really?
I don't know. Who's in Can't Buy Me Love? I don't...
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah. Dude, Dempsey's in some awesome movies.
He's legit in the 80s.
He delivers the pizza. That's a...
Extra anchovies.
Yeah.
That one could be remade for sure.
I think it was.
With more graphic sex scenes than the Asian sex scene where they're just like... like rolling around on the bed together.
Like a geisha. Yeah.
I think... an 80s movie that could be remade...
Here it is. Haley.
Oh, I got one.
Would be... Oh. That, like Overboard?
Yeah.
Or like something like the rom-coms that Steve Martin were in could probably be remade. Overboard was good. But I also think you could probably remake like the bad B-movies, like Escape from New York.
You're all about B-movies right now.
Like, I think you could remake Escape from New York and have to be something. Snake. Or Army of Darkness. Like, you could, like, remake those into better versions of what they were when they were bad in the
Kurt
80s.
Kurt Russell. I was thinking the first one I thought of was Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Because the beauty of it is how shitty that movie
is. Right, that's what I'm saying. You take the shitty movie and make it a little
better. If you actually like put some graphics to that shit, like, that could actually be kind of cool.
Legit.
In a weird way.
That's where I was going with Escape from New York.
And then also, call me crazy, but I think what could make it into like a scary movie. I know it's like a child kiddie movie now, but Little Gremlins? Monsters with Howie Mantel and Fred Savage.
That's such a weird movie.
I think that could have been made into like a crazy horror movie.
I was thinking of Warriors.
Cop, you said you had one?
So Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte, 48
the
Hours.
Cop.
Yeah.
You could remake that. It'd be fucking great. Fucking great.
With the same
Are you going to remake that with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker?
Russia. A little different. Way more racist. Way more racist. Nick Nolte is
It's got Nick Nolte in it, so.
This would be perfect for the Trump era. He could play Nick Nolte's part. Donald Trump, Nick Cannon, 48 Hours.
As soon as my sweet baby boy Tyson was born.
Beautiful.
I wanted to make sure he was introduced to some movies.
Yeah.
Tight.
So I'm going to give you a list of the movies that he's watched in order.
Above the law.
Not yet.
God damn it.
Get out of here.
Okay.
I need to stay awake, so no. I'm going to give you a list of movies that he's watched.
Give it to me.
You tell me what's the best and what's the worst.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Number one, True Lies. First movie Tyson's ever seen.
Wow. That's impressive.
Good Caddyshack. Okay. Indiana Jones.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
The Great Outdoors. Christmas Vacation. Night and Day. Die Hard.
Night and Day.
That movie's kind of good, though.
I love that movie.
Right?
I like that movie.
Yeah. Die Hard. Iron Man. Batman. The original.
Ooh.
Undercover Blues.
I love Dennis that movie. Quaid. Is that love 80s?
You Kathleen
remake,
Turner.
You that's can 80s. That one. Yeah, that's that would that's be 80s
Quaid.
Yeah.
80s Quaid.
80s Quaid was so hot. Oh, he my was. God.
The movie.
Inner Space.
90s Quaid. Totally bangable.
Today's Quaid. Still bangable.
Cup gives the bangability.
Dude, he's a stud hot, for sure. Yeah.
He's a good quarterback.
I'm all about the Quaid.
Number 11, Clue. Number 12, Bloodsport.
Hold on. You showed him Clue. That was awesome.
Like he fucking knows it.
He already has it memorized. 13, Fletch. 14, Groundhog Day. 15, Deadpool. All right. Best and worst. What is the best and worst out of that?
That's a murderer's rat.
I'll just kind of say him again real fast. True Lies, Caddyshack, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Great Outdoors, Christmas Vacation, Night and Day, Die Hard, Iron Man, Batman, Undercover Blues, Clue, Bloodsport, Fletch, Groundhog Day, Deadpool.
Are we talking best movie for anybody to
just
see?
What you,
just
yeah, what you
just for a child.
What you think?
You come, what you, yeah, what you
None
come.
Of these are for a child. Whatever you think.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. He's already an adult.
I'm going to... Can I go ahead?
Yeah.
I have mine. Best...
He's going to go anyway.
I would...
Yeah, it didn't matter.
You would start talking and I would talk over you. Great Outdoors is the best.
Okay.
And I would say the worst... It's definitely the worst in this group is Undercover Blues.
No.
Interesting.
Wrong.
It is the worst in the group.
Interesting.
No way.
It's the worst of the group.
No, it's not.
All right, Haley, your thoughts.
I would say best would be True Lies. The worst would be Night and Day.
Well, okay. Yeah. I would have thought Clue would maybe be the worst.
Oh, I forgot you said that.
Not a Peter Sarsgaard.
I would put Clue. I lied. I would put Clue as the worst. Because Clue, I've seen it once and I've had no interest to ever watch it again.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked Clue.
I watched it a lot as a kid.
I watched it a lot. And then I also
if
had
you
the
You threw DuckTales
the
in there.
Ooh. Jordan, what was your idea?
I'd have to go with the list here. I mean, I strategically chose True Lies as the first movie. My
so
son
all these are the best?
Yeah. I'd probably say Clue is the worst out of this list.
Okay.
Not saying it's not a classic. There's a reason why he watched it. But
Dalton is a genius.
Who?
Timothy Dalton.
He's not in that.
Or Timothy
Curry.
Curry. Sorry.
Tim Curry.
Idiot.
Sorry.
So speaking of some of these movies, there was a top 25 list of best action movies, according to it's something called the Cheat Sheet. I just wrote them in the top 10. I was curious what you all thought.
Give it to me.
All right. Number 10, Terminator 2.
No.
I like the pick. It holds up.
Yeah. Number 9, Bonnie and Clyde.
No.
No. This is wrong.
Why would that even be on
I'm
that
off
list?
This list already.
Number 8, Star Wars, A New Hope.
No. I'm still off this list.
Number 7, Jaws.
No.
Action movie?
No.
It's more of a thriller.
It's more suspenseful.
Number 6, RoboCop, the 1987.
No.
A little more than the other two.
Right.
Sure.
Is this of all time?
Yep.
Yeah.
No. Number 5.
Graphics alone.
Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What kind of hipster created this?
Yeah.
Number 4, Die Hard.
Yeah.
Should be higher.
Number 3, Predator.
No.
Okay.
Should that be above Die Hard?
No, but okay. it should be
top
up there.
Five. Yeah. Number two, Alien.
The graphics alone make
See, for me, that's more of a thriller.
Number one, The Dark Knight.
For action?
God.
This list blows.
This is a weird list.
Right?
Where are all the good action movies?
I kind of wanted to say this just to get your all's reaction, and there's I feel like all have the same reaction that
they
I did
have,
when I was reading
have,
this. Because
they
I was
have
like
no classic Sly movies.
There's
no
Lethal Weapon in here?
I wouldn't put RoboCop anywhere in here. I wouldn't put Jaws in here.
No.
They don't have any.
Star Wars A New Hope?
They don't have any Arnold movies.
It's A New
movies.
Hope? I thought you said the...
Bonnie and Clyde?
No. They don't have like any Arnold movies like Commando... I don't know.
Demolition Man.
But
anyone?
Like, those are all
Face
action.
Off.
Those are all classic
Face
action
off,
movies.
Thank you.
Like every scene has a fight in it. That's an
The
action
Edge.
Movie.
We could make a much better.
Yeah, fuck this.
What
guy.
Would be in your top five, Brian?
Shit.
If you were to make one,
just off the top of my head.
So best action movies top five.
Sicario.
No,
that's your top five.
No.
That's not
okay.
the top
I'm just
five.
Saying it.
I just playing.
Double Impact would be in the top five. Die Hard would be in the top five. Predator would be in the top five. Maybe, okay, Rumble in the Bronx.
Oh,
I got to put an older
so
Chan
dubbed,
movie in there.
So dubbed.
It's
I
so
had
good,
that,
though.
I had that on VHS, man.
Under Siege. That would be my top five.
You love Under Siege.
Ugh. Big Under Siege fan.
Yeah.
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, in the top 10.
I don't really
on the
watch.
On the train?
Just kidding, just kidding.
On the train?
Katherine Heigl is good in that, though.
I don't really watch that many action movies, in all honesty.
False.
I don't. But I would put more of like the 80s, 90s movies in it, because I feel like more action movies were made back then. So I would put like a Commando. I would put Die Hard. I would put Lethal Weapon. I would put...
I noticed no Fast and right Furious there. Was in your top five, Brian.
Yeah.
That's a car movie. It doesn't count.
Like True Lies to me is an action movie. For I would sure. put True Lies in there. I would put...
So you got four.
And I would probably put Indiana Jones.
Speed. Speed is a good one too.
Top
the,
10.
The Net.
Speed is a top 10. The Net is...
The Net's more of a thriller.
The Net's yeah, a top 10 action. In internet movie.
Mm. About the, top 10 internet. And then it's Facebook.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
The Social Network. That's Jordan, it. What's your top five?
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, hey. I would have to throw True Lies in there.
Yeah. True Lies is so good.
I'd have to put Die Hard in there.
Okay.
You
so
gotta
it's
put,
the same as mine?
Face Off.
Yes. That's so good.
Face Off. Ooh, Con Air.
Ooh.
I love that movie.
Nah.
The Rock.
Cyrus the Virus. The Rock is great,
the
too.
The Rock is a good movie. I like The Rock. Too. I put The Rock in instead of Indiana Jones now.
Get it. Fifth Element.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
I do too.
Great movie, but I
wouldn't
put it in the top five.
I wouldn't
five.
Say it's totally action.
Yeah. For what I enjoy watching.
Give it to me.
Casino Royale in there.
Ooh.
I really enjoy that.
A James Bond.
Not an action movie.
It's an action movie.
It's James Bond.
It's a Bond
James
movie.
James Bond classifies as action.
It's the new Bond action movie. This isn't the let's make love all night James Bond. This is him doing parkour in like Africa somewhere.
Okay. No, you're not parkour.
It's definitely more action than a normal Bond movie.
I would say all the Marvel movies are action.
I would put the Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I was gonna say that's a definite.
That's a great movie.
Because I could watch the shit out of that one.
That's better than the original.
I would put Austin Powers in the top 10. In a top 10 for sure.
I love that.
Of action movies?
Yeah, I would. I don't
Austin
care.
Austin Powers.
So good.
No.
Stop.
Scott.
I love that.
Did you all see that Creed 2? They're wanting to put Drago, Ivan Drago.
No,
in.
His son?
No, they want him in there again.
To fight,
what is Creed's it, Adonis son? Creed?
What?
Wait, isn't he like 60?
Yes.
But why? Like, where would they fight?
But he's being pumped full of...
Oh, is this like a Rocky V Seaman? Scenario where it's like in the, like it's outside of a bar in Russia? They're just like, let's do this.
I don't know the scenario, but they're saying that they want him to fight Adonis Creed.
It's dumb. Obviously, the director from the first movie is busy doing Black Panther, so he's not working on this movie.
Sylvester Stallone is...
I can't
is,
wait for that to come out.
It's going to be awesome.
Would you consider Logan's a good action movie?
For sure.
It's way more of a drama than...
It's like a Western, too.
Yeah, like it's... it was like, it's kind of half drama, half action.
Only. Hang him high.
Hang him high.
A walk
high,
among the tombstones.
My son.
Did you see that there's a new Ghostbuster movie that's set to be released in 2019?
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Why are they still doing this?
Go to sleep with these Ghostbuster movies.
Didn't they do
it? Are they at least doing it with the women? Or are they
They're still
not?
Doing it with the women.
Okay. If at least they're doing it with the women, because I can't handle any more Ghostbusters.
Will Smith is cast as the genie in the live-action Aladdin remake.
All right.
I don't know how that works.
He'll be angrier.
It's got to be a motion capture, right?
No. I don't know how they're doing it.
They're just going to put him in some MC Hammer pants. He needs
someone
with
a voice. Like, I don't see Will's...
I think he has a voice. It's just not...
Didn't Robin Williams do a thing where he said, you can't use my voice for the next 50 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, Brian, your boy.
My hero.
He's in talks with NBC about a reboot of Miami Vice.
Who the fuck is he playing? He's not playing Tubbs or Sonny Crockett.
He's one of them.
Get out of here.
He's actually just going to be a live-action boat that they skid across the water on.
He's going to be the robot, like that cartoon in the 90s.
They're going to dock up into his asshole and then skimp across the ocean to go to Miami.
Take me to Cuba.
Yeah. That's it. Nailed it.
Onward. Colin Farrell.
This is good radio. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt.
R.I.P.
Bummer, dude.
No longer.
It's because he got bigger than her, for
and
sure.
He's so
it sounds like from her quotes.
He sounds kind of a dick, too. No. Which is a bummer.
It sounds like he totally...
She made comments about not having her back, and she also made comments about how you need to like know your worth.
But we don't know. We don't know what... maybe he
These
didn't,
are celebrities.
Maybe he didn't want to have her back if she was talking about the KKK. We don't know what she's...
She may be a neo-Nazi.
Anna Faris. Yeah. Who knew?
All right.
She does.
Let's start that.
She does look Aryan.
From everything I've
read. She's halfway there, baby.
I've read and heard about her. She seems like a super sweet, like lovely person. But I think he became like a superstar.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was a different dichotomy for them. Because she was the movie star-ish.
She was in Scary Movie. David Letterman.
What about him?
He is set to return to TV.
Netflix.
In a new Netflix series. Mm. He's going to give a little bit of an interview and just kind of like joke around with him.
Dude, he was on Stern. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a beard?
Yes.
He has a huge beard.
Big old white beard now. Yep.
Looks like Santa Claus.
He don't give a fuck.
Looks like Santa.
Disney's going to pull out of all the movies from Netflix.
Yeah, they are.
The reason why they're backing out of this is because they can get more money on their own as a standalone. Like if you were to buy the app on Apple TV or something.
For like $5.
Because that's where the cable subscriptions are going now. Like you're not buying cable. You're buying the different rights to these
channels.
Different things. Yeah.
So what happens? Okay, so HBO has HBO Go and HBO Now. Showtime Anytime. Netflix, Amazon, Hulu.
Dude, my DirecTV Now, by the way, they just recently got
you can buy
Fox,
those.
NBC, CBS. Like, they got all the local stations even.
What happens when Apple gets in the mix?
I mean, it's gonna be great for us because...
But are we going to be paying the same for what we were paying in cable, though? When you have to buy all these
theory.
Different...
Here's my theory, and I want
to... Yes and no. Like, if you were to add them all together, then I'm sure it could get close to it. Probably not as much.
Okay.
It just depends on what
you can get
watch.
Close to it. The beauty of it is they're all month to month. Yes. And a lot of us have... Like, Haley, I use your HBO Go.
Don't say that.
You can. They don't.
BT, shout out.
I'm just kidding.
BT and Brittany, I use your all's Hulu. I mean, it's a lot of people kind of share different accounts with each other, too. So
and I don't
think you're ever going to get to the point where you're paying as much as what cable was.
Which was like $120.
That was like the peak of ridiculousness. But what I'm interested in is what internet's going to be costing. The price that people are paying to watch TV now is going down because it's kind of like a la carte, which is awesome. It's perfect. It's what people want. But how much is it going to be costing
altogether? Well, I mean, for now it's good.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see what it looks like in the future. But it will be weird though that all these channels go off of cable doing their own streaming services and then eventually they all kind of get back to where they were because everyone has to buy the different streaming services.
I would rather buy individual packages, though.
Than buy the whole thing.
Did you see that Jeremy Renner is in talks about a new Hawkeye spinoff for Netflix? No one's really into Hawkeye.
Nah. He's the least interesting.
It's a fucking bow and arrow.
In Age of Ultron, he probably should have been capped. But they were doing the whole thing where, like, show his family, get you to love him.
Give him more value.
And then, when you think he's going to die, Quicksilver... capped out. But I'm not into it. Although I do want to see this Wind River movie that he's in. It's supposed to be really
good. Does look good. Did you see that Hasselhoff is in talks about doing a Knight Rider reboot since he showed up in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
I saw the clip of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And that's pretty funny.
It's like
go to sleep, David Hasselhoff.
3 seconds. Yeah. 3 seconds of him in that movie.
Yeah.
Now he wants to do a Knight Rider reboot.
I'd rather him do goofy like Adam Sandler parts. Like, be in these Netflix movies.
Even the Adam Sandler parts can go to sleep. I'm done.
Him and Click was funny.
What?
That was funny.
Was it?
No.
It was funny.
No, your voice went up because you know it's terrible.
It is funny.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Lies.
I don't want Knight Rider, though. Fuck that.
You're wrong, Ryback.
What's that from?
They were party poppers.
What's that from?
Under Siege.
Oh, that's why.
Get it.
No,
have
I'm
you
good.
Never seen that, seriously?
I hate Steven Seagal. I went on a date once from Tinder, and it was, that's like exactly what the conversation was. They were talking about Steven Seagal. I was like, I hate Steven Seagal. And
he's,
it was
like, check, please.
I hope you put out.
Did not, no.
Speaking of put out, rock legend David Crosby.
Rock.
What?
He shuts down Ted Nugent in just 7 words.
Ooh, do tell.
Ted Nugent.
Fuck pussy, make money.
Bitches. Yeah. Ted Nugent claims his involvement in politics and the NRA is the only reason why he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. David Crosby.
He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
David Crosby tweeted, no, that asshole just isn't good enough.
I don't know. They got some weak people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Can we all embrace the fact that Daniel Craig is confirming that he's going back to James Bond?
Is that just the cash out?
I want Idris to be in.
It's all money, right?
30 mil?
I want Idris.
I mean, they were talking about how much money they were willing to throw him.
Papa Mali, I swear. I mean, he's getting kind of old now. We need the new. Dude,
anything
the new
will be better than that last one, though.
Yeah, it was bad.
I still haven't watched it.
He's going to be Fugs and Rachel Weisz on the reg.
It was sad. As amazing as like Skyfall was.
Love Skyfall.
Casino Royale. That
even Quantum of Solace I like.
What?
Yeah, the girl was good in it.
Ooh,
Eva Green.
Easy.
Who are we talking about right now?
Not Quantum of Solace. Eva Green was in the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Her tits are good though.
For sure.
In my mind, he's my favorite Bond.
Whoa, more than Sean Connery.
Yep.
Sean Connery.
More than Pierce Brosnan.
Can we talk about what a rapist Sean Connery was?
Totally.
He would just knock open the door and just like look at her and wink. And then
make America
scene,
great again. This is what we're talking about. We want our Bond to just rape bitches on the reg.
Oh, man.
She didn't say no. She was clueless.
What is this, college?
Because he'd given her a tranquilizer. This was the 60s. Everybody was doing it.
It's her fault.
Hashtag
Spanish
Cosby.
Fly. Yeah.
Spanish fly.
Yeah. Dope.
Let's all embrace the fact that OJ, now that he's out, he has a job offer.
He can run again.
The job offer is from the Bunny Ranch.
To go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
The Nevada
he's giving
brothel.
People the herbal Viagra.
And the prostitutes are actually threatening to quit.
Yeah. If I was, yeah, absolutely not.
Jesus Christ.
You're gonna
what
make is that?
You don't want to work with a murderer?
Yeah,
what is
no,
that dude
good.
Thinking?
He's like, we kept Lamar Odom alive. We can make this work.
Hashtag Chloe.
Way to step up.
Go to sleep.
Step up to the streets.
Great movie. Stop it.
Who's she dating now? Because he's attractive.
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian. He's not from here, so fuck him.
Whatever. You sound like Trump.
Yeah.
Build a wall. North and
no
south.
No more Canada.
Couple in Oregon lose custody of their child because their IQ test scores are too low.
Wow. What?
Hold on. This is a thing?
Mm-hmm.
It should be.
This
should
is
be,
interesting.
It should be rampant throughout.
I actually, when I read this I was like, Haley would totally back this up.
But you should not be able to be productive.
Wait, are they?
If your IQ test is low enough,
are they
like legally retarded?
Yeah.
Is this like a
to the point where it's close to it? Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. That makes me feel
retard
bad.
Should have babies too.
Do they have
but
like
here's
family
the thing.
Members that
if,
can help
if
them?
If you're making a law like that, and you're
I'm
saying,
sorry,
and you're saying because your IQ is
give
not
me back my son.
Why? Your IQ is not high enough to have a children. They should just sterilize you before you could even have children.
That is inhumane. Get her out of here.
Haley's all about the sterilization, though.
But like self-selection, like Lindsay Lohan shouldn't be able to have children. God.
Did you not say if you had a superpower, it would be to sterilize?
Did we
anyone yeah. you
are we
chose?
In Afghanistan yeah. all of a sudden? What the fuck?
It wouldn't be painful. It's just a power that I have within my finger. And I point and I'm like, nope. Nope.
I cannot believe she's saying this. Donald Trump has pushed her to this point.
I just think
she's a part of the alt-right.
I just think stupid people reproduce the fastest. Not maybe these people, but I'm saying like certain celebrities shouldn't be having kids. Lindsay Lohan, one of them. Paris Hilton.
This is a horrible precedent to set. I can't do it.
It's a fake
superpower.
Wait,
what is that sticker? Maybe the sticker's doing that. All the dumbasses that put the sticker on their car.
Wait, so is this like a legal thing that you have to do? You have to take an IQ test? Because I'm bad at taking tests.
Evidently, for whatever... Yeah, not even an American test. Let's not even go there. If this is a Patriot test, you would not.
How many states would?
Is it a Scantron?
But in a weird way, I thought that Haley would enjoy that at the same
Thank
time.
You.
Just like she likes Schindler's List.
Wow. Yep,
her favorite movie. I'm surprised that's not on the top
Old
five.
Red
action.
Cape. Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are terrible.
Tell us more about the Nazis.
Wow. Trump's American air.
It's Nazis.
Alcoholism has risen 49% in a decade.
Fuck yeah.
And that's now exciting. More than 1 in 8 Americans are alcoholics. My question to you.
1 in 8?
Yeah.
That's fucking alarming.
My question to you.
Damn.
What is the greatest cause, Uber or Donald Trump?
I mean, he's just been around for, well, 3 years.
It's not either. If people were going to drink, they're going to find a way to drive. I don't think Uber
If I'm
would
picking
have...
one of the two, I'd choose Uber in a heartbeat over that.
1 in 8?
I think it helped facilitate it. I don't think if you were going to drink, you were going to drink. It doesn't matter if you have a ride or not.
No,
you'd
dude.
Figure it out.
Like, if I were in college and I knew that Uber was around, like, get out of here.
You
like,
would have drank more, you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got
really?
Hand sanitizer in my eye.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have drank more.
Well, some people are reckless.
Yeah.
You can only drink so much,
that's
Brian.
A good point.
You know what the Midwest is? Young and reckless.
The best is.
Thanks.
I'm not sure,
thanks,
man.
Kanye.
That's wild, though. I don't know.
1 in 8.
Shit.
I'd say just our generation.
Just like more people
time.
Are getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Not voting.
I mean, we went to college, but we
this on Snapchat.
We went to college, but we graduated with no career prospect, basically. So I would say it would just be our generation is more susceptible to it because there was nothing for us.
But Haley, we're buying avocados, though, and that's the thing.
Hold my avocados.
Yeah. It's a superfood.
Yeah. When you buy these avocados, they cost way more.
And
when it's all said and done, you can't buy a house because we're spoiled.
All the avocados.
We're buying avocados. Mm-hmm. We're too spoiled. We want the Panera.
Can you make can you make alcohol from avocados?
I mean, I can, but most people can't.
What about that pit? I feel like you can tap into that.
You can grind
into
the pit. I can do some fun stuff with that pit.
Yeah.
Right up the bunny.
Finger popping each other's assholes.
Yeah.
Shotgun. There was a guy.
Violent.
Guy who says that God sends natural disasters to punish gays.
Mm.
Has his home destroyed in a natural disaster.
That's hilarious. Good on you.
This is karma, baby.
Yeah.
This is fucking karma.
I'm fine with that. What kind
that
of
shit
disaster
is real.
Was it?
Don't even know. Don't even care.
Wait, which trailer park was this in?
I'm sure it was in Florida somewhere.
Hashtag efficiency.
Or Alabama.
Yeah.
Cocksucker.
There was a woman that thought that she had dry eyes until the eye surgeon removed 27 contact lenses from her eye.
What?
67-year-old woman. The doctor said he saw bluish mass in the patient's eye, and at one point when he removed what he thought was
I
one of them,
it. I hate it.
It was 17 contact lenses stuck together.
You know why I'm sick? Immediately when you said this, I was like, she's going to have cum in her eye. Like, I just know it. I just know it. That's like a kinky thing.
She's
We're not
old.
Talking Bradford Pears.
67-year-old with just jizz caked in her eyes.
Dude, those retirement homes are freaky as fuck. That's where a lot of those
67-year-old in a retirement home?
All these people in retirement homes.
Ew.
Come on, dude.
That's gross. Anything with eyes, I really don't like. So that's disturbing.
So can you imagine just getting pliers and pulling out 17 contact lenses?
How do you not realize that that's what you're doing?
Well, clearly she's on Ambien and she's on other things. She's
Tigray.
She's an older woman.
Tigray Woods.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about Tiger Woods.
Damn.
Speaking of Ambien.
Yeah.
How was he driving?
Ambien was one of the 5 drugs he was on.
Yeah.
Dilaudid, hydrocodone.
Cocaine,
Ambien, and
Xanax.
There was something
heroin.
For
it was Xanax.
There was something that
THC
that helps push the THC out of your body
and penicillin.
I thought it was Xanax too. He was on a bunch of
Xanax
stuff.
Was in there. They call it actually.
Aspirin.
They call it the Tiger Slam now.
That's hilarious.
I absolutely love that.
I don't like to mock this man because he has a problem, but that's funny as fuck. Go to sleep.
I'd like to go ahead and put out there that Cup just winked at me again.
Yeah.
I did not wink at
you.
For the sake
do.
Of the podcast.
You always do.
I did not wink at
you.
I didn't wink at
you
once.
I don't even
I just saw him
winking.
I swear to God I didn't. Well, I hope everyone had fun today.
Thank you all for listening to the episode 45, Bored at Work.
I love being here.
Me too.
It's Baby Tyson.
Let's remember that we are thinking about doing a podcast where we're going to watch a movie and narrate
Mystery
over the movie.
Theater.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Commentate.
Tell us what movie you think would be
like
the best movie to watch.
Looking at you, Kimmy.
BAWfeedback@gmail.com. Also go to Bored at Work Facebook, Instagram. Don't even get me started with Cupper.
Stitcher.
And Stitcher Radio.
Is that still around?
Sure.
And Trump's a man.
And...
Now, freedom of speech is shortly gonna.
Haley's doing a great job.
Hashtag
with Instagram.
I posted one today, bitch.
I saw it.
Whatever.
Anyway, thank you all for listening. Good night. Good luck.
We love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.